We on.
Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. 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 Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. We just let it go. We give honor to God. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Hallelujah. We thank him for his presence. We thank him for his love, his mercy, his grace, his kindness, his protection, his provision. We give honor to God. Hallelujah. We give honor to God, who is our life, our very substance, our very being. Hallelujah. Depend on him. Hallelujah. The very breath that we breathe. So we give honor to God, who is our life, and in him we move and have our being. We give honor to God. But there's none greater than our God. Our God is God, and he's worthy of the praise, the honor, and the glory. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the living God. We give honor to God in the name of Jesus today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul is all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. For he is the one that allowed us to get up this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. He's the one that gave us the strength to get up this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we give honor to God. Hallelujah. 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 Great God Almighty, we give honor to you. We bow our heads. We give honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. We give honor to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for this day. Truly, this is the day that he has made, and we are rejoicing, and we're glad in it. Hallelujah. We thank him for being in our presence, allowing us to be in his presence. Amen. Hallelujah. We are a remnant ministry, daughters of God and sons of God, called to pray. We call this session Tea Time with Jesus and Yeshua and me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We started out and we will continue that at some point. Drinking our tea and just talking about some of the things that we would like to do and where God has brought us from. But it seems now we had to kind of put a pin in that and go more into scripture, go more into making us become more and more aware of who we are in God and praying for the nations. Hallelujah. Praying for our loved ones. It's a time of strengthening and a time of getting to know our God even the more. It's a time to understand that he has extended his mercy towards us through his Son. His grace has been extended to us. Some of us are rushing, wanting to get out of 2020. But we don't know what 2021 it will be. Hallelujah. Sufficient is for the day. Just be satisfied in this day. Don't rush it. We don't know, and if we rush it, we may not be prepared for it.
Amen.
Either it'll be a time of great sorrow, great happiness, but you know, even with great happiness, you can mess up because you become so complacent. It will rock you to sleep. Oh, I can rest now. Oh, I don't have to worry about anything. Then you forget about God. It'll just rock you. You have all the material things you want. Oh, and you can just rock yourself right on the sleep. Oh, yes. My family is good. That virus is gone. We can hang out. We can party. We can get together. And we'll find ourselves deeper and deeper in our mess. So I'm not saying, and then some, well, yeah, for some people, you have to keep you where you stay a little sharp, and you have to have that little point, because if you don't, you'll fall right on the sleep. And when you wake up, you won't realize where you are. You'll fall on the other side of the fence. Because you're saying, oh, I got a release now. I don't have to worry about this. I don't have to worry. I got my cars. I got my house. I got my money. I got my clothes. I got this. I got that. And you just do little things to make yourself look good. And the next thing you know, you're on the other side of the fence. And you'll realize, and if that happens, you realize that it has done you more harm than good.
Amen.
So we're just resting in the Lord.
Amen.
Thanking him for this day. And asking and thanking him for meeting our needs for this day. Hallelujah. Strengthening us for this day. Gratitude for this day. Hallelujah. We give God glory. We bless his name for the wisdom and the knowledge and understanding for this day, for the strength for this day. Hallelujah. And pray that we become stronger and stronger in him.
Oh, thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That we won't miss the move of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Reaching where we can just be here and ask for him to give us the supplies that we need for this day. Maturing us even the more this day, according to his will and according to his purpose and according to his plan. Hallelujah. Peace for this day. Hallelujah. He got tomorrow in his hand. It's in his hand. And today is in his hand. And we are grateful to be able to hear each other's voice. Grateful to be in the presence of the Lord. Grateful that we can look around and see how he has blessed us and is blessing us this day. Woo! We got to have a attitude of gratitude. God, we thank you for this day and everything you provided for this day.
Amen.
The kindness, the love that you allowed me to share with somebody this day. Someone sharing it with me this day. You know, and to know that you have the favor of God. And God extend his favor and his mercy towards us. Oh, my God. his protection. We can't even see it. So much that he's protecting us from danger seen and unseen. Daily bears our burden. Let us cast your cares upon him, for he loves us. And we mess up so often not casting our cares. We thank him for allowing us to cast our cares upon him. Hallelujah. God is so good to us. He is so kind and merciful. He's a wonder to my soul. Hallelujah. He's a wonder. He's a wonder to my soul. Yes, he is. I got something to shout about. I belong to God. You have something to shout about. You belong to the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
and you did it for me. Oh, my God, I was wrestling with this and allowed myself to be tormented, and God, you already fixed it. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God, you already fixed it. What was I thinking about? God, I thank you for opening our eyes. So many things we wrestle with, and we think we have to wrestle, and you've already taken care of it. The peace of God passes all understanding. Can you just imagine if we just sit back and be quiet and just watch God work?
Watch God work, amen.
Yeah, just watch it. It's in his hands. God, I trust you. What you want me to say, I'll say. What you want me to do, I'll do. Long as I know it's you guiding and directing me. Might just want me to shut up and just praise you. You, because I know you got it. Hallelujah. What did he say in the scriptures? Be still and know that I am God. Oh, glory. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. I know your heart's desire. You brought it to me. Now, what can you do? Be still. And sometimes that can be a challenge for us to keep our mouths shut and be still. I mean, that can be a challenge. But obedience is better than the sacrifice.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my command.
Right.
So we pray that we're obedient to God. We're praying that, and we're just not speaking words, but words that's coming to us from the Lord. Encourage us to trust him and to know that he has everything under control, under his control. So we can rest in the knowledge, knowing that he's in control. We can just relax and let it go. God got it. So that we enjoy the peace of God that passes all understanding. Not the happiness, joy of the Lord. God's joy. The world didn't give it. And the world can't take it away. I got joy, 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 joy. I got joy. We got joy. And it seems as if the world is just gone crazy. But you know what? God is in control. And it's not a surprise to God, none of this. Yes, we pray. And we repent for our ways and the ways of our people and the ways of our nation. And we ask God, because if God doesn't help us, we can't be helped. He's our only hope for the situation that's going on. But our job is to be a light, is to be a light in this darkness. And we can do it. Let the light we have.
So
that's why we have to continually make sure that we, if God show us, when God shows us anything about ourselves, sometimes we don't even want to see it. But we have to acknowledge it and repent so that we can be the true light and the potent salt of the earth. Amen. That we are not you know, sometimes our attitude, we can do a good thing, but the attitude just is so wrong. And, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing that, but your attitude is not right. You know, God requires us to be right. He requires us to be right because he gives us the strength to do it if we'll accept it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank God. We thank God. We don't know what God's plans are and what his plans are for us, but we start where we know. And that is, we repent, we accept his forgiveness, we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we seek to please God, we give up our plans for his plans, our will for his will, our way for God's way, and we are eternally grateful that we belong to him. We belong to him. You know, in a way, that's all that matters. Because he takes care of his own. The scripture tells us that. He cares for us. He cares. And he sees the tears. He sees the tears. Yes, he does. He sees when we don't understand. God, this makes no sense to me. Why is it happening like this? And sometimes we ask. But nevertheless, I ask for strength to go through with the right attitude. And thank you for helping. Because if you don't help me, I can't be helped. Thank you for this day and everything you have provided for me. Isn't that a blessing? When we go to eat our food, we thank God for the meal that he has provided. Sometimes we say, I'm so tired of cooking. I'm so tired. But there are people who don't have anything to eat. They don't have anything to cook. Oh, I'm so tired of cleaning. There are some people who don't have a roof over their head to clean. They don't have. I'm tired of taking this medicine. There are some people who need the medicine and can't afford it. Yeah. So we're eternally grateful for this day. But what the Lord is, glory, the Lord is doing. Hallelujah. Isn't that a blessing that we can lift our hands to heaven and bless him and ask him to meet the needs of our brothers and sisters, our natural brothers and sisters, and our spiritual brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Every prayer request, we thank him for healing, for his eyes go through and for the earth. He sees and he knows all things. So we render everything that is not of him helpless in Jesus' name. And we thank him for his protection, his guidance, and his service. Hallelujah. Peace for all of us. Joy unspeakable and full of joy. Hallelujah. That's a wonderful pillar to lay your head on. Hallelujah. I got peace. I got joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Isn't that a blessing? My God. We are so blessed. Hallelujah. 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 Let's go to our scripture. And I just like to interject that
Don't give up on God. We don't know what his plans are. And at his appointed time, his set time, he'll reveal it. Don't say, well, I'm too old or I'm too young. Just say, I'm in God's hands. Your time, we didn't set. Two times we didn't set for ourselves, our entrance into this earth and our exit. But while we're here, let's ask God to keep us strong in him that we may accomplish all that he has called for us to do and not give up. But he is our strength. Moses was 80 years old when he started his journey. That is not a fairy tale. That is a reality. And Abraham was old and stricken in age. And they brought forth the promise. Nothing is too hard for God. 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 We can do all things. The work that he has set for us to do, we can do it. It will be done if we yield to him. And we thank him. Let's inhale and exhale and thank God for his strength. And we're yielding back. Zechariah and Elizabeth, they were stricken in age and gave up. And God had a plan. There was a set time for John the Baptist to come on this earth. So what am I saying? I'm saying is we set times for God. And we're wrong. We say, oh, when you reach this age, you're getting ready to die. So, and your body is not strong, can't do this, and you can't do this. You have to retire at this age. You have to sit down at this age. Come on. Come on. You know what really gets me sometimes? When you reach a certain age, people say, see, if you forget something or I can't find my keys, or did I say that? But have you ever sat down and listened to the younger people? How many times they forget, they didn't remember to do this, but it's all right for them. But when you reach a certain age, they're looking at you kind of funny, like, you know what's wrong with them now. And I'm saying, but you worry. You can't even remember where you just sat your key. You can't remember what somebody just said to you. I joke about it a lot of times. I said, you better be careful because people are going to start looking at you funny. But that doesn't happen until you reach a certain age, and then when you reach a certain age, they really go at it. They're like, you can't talk about me because you're too young according to your schedule, and this is happening to you. So we have to be a little lighthearted about things, give it all to God, ask God to fix it because he's a mind regulator. He was a body. We have to begin to really understand that God is not a figment of our imagination. God doesn't sit in our box. He does not. See, we have a tendency to attempt to put God in a box where we're comfortable, and that's a bad thing because God is God.
And as we read in Isaiah, he said, before the day was formed, he was. And we don't understand or comprehend the awesomeness of God. If he can speak to a donkey, you know what I'm saying? If he can call light to be out of darkness, if he can call a world into existence, if he can breathe breath into a lump of clay that he has formed and it becomes a living soul, my God, from Zion, hallelujah. He is the one that created you. He formed you. He set you to be on this earth for a purpose at a set time, and he didn't get counsel from no man to help him to decide when you would come on this earth. God is awesome, and he's not a fairy tale. He's more realer than real, and we have to begin to see him like that. Hallelujah. God is so real and so awesome. There is no comparison to him. He's great, we say it, but we don't comprehend it. He's mighty. Woo! Glory! He is God all by himself. We can't even comprehend his strength and the magnitude of his glory. He asked Father Abraham, he said, Abraham, is anything too hard for me? Every once in a while, we have to be reminded, is anything too hard for my God? We say that, but we set limits. He's the God of impossibility. We have to know it, we have to believe it, and we have to receive it and accept. You can't control it. No, you can't control it. He controls us, but we can't control him. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We got to take our humanness away from our understanding of who God is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's awesome. Listen, Genesis, the first chapter, starting at the first verse. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He didn't ask anybody. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light. And it was good. And God divided the light. Great and mighty is our God. Bless your name, Almighty God. And forgive us for being so arrogant that we would put limitations on you. Forgive us, Almighty God. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Same chapter, 26th verse. This is the sixth day. And God said, let us make man in our image. See this. And in our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. You have power, authority, and dominion. You've been blessed by God. And when man committed high treason against God, he didn't cast us away. He sent his son to redeem us and gave us our power and authority back. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. He is our strength. He is our hope. He is our peace. He is our joy. He is our comfort. He is our healer, deliverer. Hallelujah. He's the one. He is the one. And he knows the plans that he has for us. We thank God for all those who are around us, who encourage us, who help us, who, oh my God, oh my God, a phone call of encouragement. We thank God for that. Hallelujah. But we can pick up the phone and encourage somebody because we say, God is good. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. We have so much to be grateful for. Hallelujah. And you know, Psalms 1 is such a blessed scripture. Well, all of scriptures are blessed. The Bible is blessed. Hallelujah. But maybe I should say it's an enlightening. Well, all of it is enlightening. It's just good. One of my favorites. When I get turned around sometimes. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. We have to be aware of who is counseling us. And when we are children of God, Proverbs tell us to lean not to trust in, Proverbs tell us, trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. It's as simple as that. Trust God. And when the right counseling comes, you will know it. Because he won't let us be deceived. He loves us too much to allow us to be deceived. Especially when we have gone to him and asked him for direction, he'll give it to us. He will give it to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just in the Lord. And lean not to your own understanding. But in all your ways, those three letters, all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Don't let people tell you, well, you have a mind, use your mind. Well, my Jesus, you have a mind? You have a mind, it's true, and it's a very good mind. But guess what? You have to submit to God. You, so the right thought will flow through. You're acknowledging God in all things. You're depending on him. I'm depending on him. We depending on him. I have to see what my father says. My sister says her pastor is an evangelist. He wants everybody to know him now. Say, when they ask him to do something, I got to pray about it. He won't budge. He will not budge until he is prayed about. He takes this scripture literal, and we should. I'm praying about it. I'm going to see what the Lord says. Well, you got a mind. You can think for yourself. Now, I know that's foolish. I know that's foolish. I'm going to see what the Lord says. That's how real he is to me. When we start doing that, don't bring it to me and make and tell me I got to do this today because I got to see what the Lord says. Well, you need to be able to think on your feet. I'll see what the Lord say, baby. Don't worry about a thing. God got this. And he's gonna lead and direct. So when we have that and the peace that comes with it, that we can trust him and he won't lead us astray, that builds our confidence and we become the soul that he wants on this earth. Oh, my God, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And I wanted to read this to you. I am 2 Chronicles 7. I had nothing planned. And what I wrote down, I'm not even there. So this is what the Lord has given me. 2 Chronicles 7, starting at the first verse. Listen. The subtitle is God's Glory Fills the Temple. I want us to see ourselves as the temple of God. Now, when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven, the offering and the sacrifice, and the glory of the Lord filled the house, and the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord has filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw the fire come down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves, their face to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good. For his mercy endures forever." Hallelujah. Your Father's mercy endures forever. He is good. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing and nothing is broken. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Go in his peace. Go in his joy. In Jesus' name. Love you and thank you for tuning in.
Amen. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too.